Been asking you if you've had some creatures pop by for a visit, and it's been inspired by Jenny from Lochinvar, who sent me a pretty incredible text to the program yesterday. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Tell me, what has turned up at your place?
Millions, literally millions of millipedes. I go around and catch them. I have an ice cream container and a skewer.
Yeah.
And I go around on the hunt every morning. I'm trying to stop them from getting inside, but I never succeed totally, but it's helping. But yesterday I weighed them just to say how many I caught. And over the day I caught 300 grams of millipedes through the day. And that's, you know, that's a massive amount of these
things. Well, I can't imagine they weigh much individually, so that's a lot all up.
It is. It's like 300 kilos of feathers. It's
pretty much. When did they start turning up at your place, Jenny?
Oh, I would say with the rain. Once the rain started, and the more rain we got, the more millipedes I got. So I'd say in the last month.
Yeah, okay. And are they everywhere? Like, are your neighbours having the same issue?
Absolutely. All the neighbours have got the same issue. You go outside, like I go out into the veggie garden, I have to pick them off the spinach before we can eat the spinach. They're on the tomatoes. And pick a piece of wood up or something. There's millions of them under there.
Do they? Am I right in thinking the millipedes are the ones that kind of smell bad?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is the most repugnant, acidic sort of smell. It's really horrible.
Oh, I can't believe you're collecting them and putting them in a container so they all smell bad together, Jenny.
Oh, yeah, I know. And the chooks won't eat them.
They won't?
No, I've been going to put some out and see if the magpies will eat
them. Yeah, good idea. Good. I'm sure one bird will eat them. Well, let's find out what's going on in Lochinvar and perhaps around other parts of the state. See if we can solve Jenny's problem. So we've reached out to an expert to find out what's going on. Peter Gillespie is a collections curator and entomologist at the Department of Primary Industries in Orange. Peter Gillespie, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Let's start at the beginning. Should we be worried by millipedes in our house?
No, not really. millipedes can be a nuisance sometimes. Jenny's hit the nail on the head. It's associated with rain. These are tropical organisms, or tropical in origin. There's only about 400 species found in Australia. However, one particular imported species comes in as now widely distributed across temperate Australia, and it's from southern Europe. It's the Portuguese millipede. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to distinguish. It's black and a glossy black, probably about 5 centimetres long, and often gets up into huge numbers. A lot of the native millipedes get around and do their business. They're all detritivores. Mm-hmm. They eat, rotting plant matter. But in the right conditions, particularly if it's damp and been raining and you've got a nice big organic mulch in your garden, well, they can build up very quickly into big numbers. And one of the millipedes' only defensive mechanisms is to put out this putrid odour.
It's so really bad, isn't it?
Into your lounge room,
it is bad.
Now, I could crack a really bad joke about asking millipedes to leave their shoes by the door, but I won't.
What is it about the rain that's bringing them out? Like, they like the wet soil, or are they flushed out of their homes a bit, Peter?
A little bit of both, I expect. The increased moisture just makes the garden or soil more active. Any gardener would know that, you know, they're going to grow bigger and better tomatoes. Having said that, you grow more tomatoes and all the other things that like to eat them come out and have a go. These things normally will eat just rotting plant matter in the garden. Mm-hmm. However, if they get into big numbers, they'll start chewing on leaves or other sorts of things, the living plant matter, which is not what people want. So, they generally do that more as a last resort. But it's just because it's there and there's plenty of nutrients available, they can breed up quite quickly. There have been reports, for example, I've seen them. We did a TV spot some years ago in Sydney where we had them to a depth of nearly 10 centimetres right round the house. And this lady was, she had gone past being bemused or a little bit intrigued. She was downright angry.
She was done with them.
And they were all dying and rotting. So apart from smelling bad when they're alive, they're even worse when they're dead. So that was particularly unpleasant. So they do get it up into big things. I suppose the pragmatic thing here is, well, what can you do about them?
Yeah.
And the thing there is really to try and, one of the things, the strategies is physical or chemical barriers. I'm not recommending pesticides, but it can come to that. A number of pest controllers have been called out to help rid people of these sort of things. They're night active, and particularly in their big numbers, they tend to run out of places to go hide, and they're competing with each other, so they just end up sort of around your front door or wandering aimlessly looking for a new patch that they can go to, which means they can end up inside your house. So ensuring you've got good sort of underdoor barriers or jamming up any cracks or filling them so they can't get into the house is one way. Reducing the amount of organic compost near the house, that's where they're living, that's where they're breeding, so getting rid of that can help as well. On the whole, there's not a great deal you can do with them because they live during the daytime down in the soil under the mulch, and you don't tend to see them. But at night time, they can come out and they can be in their millions.
Jenny was saying the chooks aren't keen on them, but she was going to tempt some magpies. Do they have a bird predator that might enjoy what Jenny has collected?
No, unfortunately. She also, you touched on the smell. They emit a huge array. There's been a bit of scientific research looking at the array of different chemicals. That's their defence mechanism.
Got it.
And it seems to work. Most of the chooks and birds and other things that might possibly eat this plethora of good proteins crawling around the yard won't touch them because they get, well, too smelly there. So they are really quite effective defensive mechanisms.
Peter, lovely to catch up. Thank you for talking us through what is going on in Jenny's backyard.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Gillespie there. Bye. He's collections curator and entomologist with the Department of Primary Industries.